What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hope it's all. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Roman numeral episode MVX11.
We finally got to Roman numerals.
What number is that, Miles?
You tell me.
Say it again.
Hang on.
What'd I say?
MVX11.
MVX11.
I is what it would be.
I?
Yeah.
I? One. See, this doesn't make. Okay, 1007.
Is that right?
It's best I can. Well, so.
Are you Googling it, Mike?
The M would be 1,000, all right?
All right.
The V would be 1,005, but it's in front of an X, which is 10. So technically in Roman numerals, you subtract the 5 from the 10.
No, you don't.
God damn it, Mike.
You have the right idea. However,
is it 1,000?
However, you can't subtract 5 from 10. So I literally put it in there and it says the Roman numeral MVXII does not have a standard interpretation.
So it's not even a number.
You screwed it up, Mike.
No, that's great. No,
that makes this one
this
special.
Is the numberless episode.
Yeah.
How are you going to put that up now, huh?
Are you going to post it in
you are.
I never follow his episode numbers.
Oh, you have to.
Come on, man.
Yeah. That's what makes it unique. Because no one really gives a shit.
You're just making up numbers.
Right. No one goes, I can't believe I missed episode 66, man.
You've matched episode numbers, though. You know how many 420 episodes we've had? How many 69 episodes we've had? We've now had two episode ones.
Dude, yeah, but you can do like 69A, 69B. Yeah. This is MVXII. Yeah.
So, look, we started counting.
And Miles, you'd be shocked how many people actually keep them in order.
Well, yeah, I know.
Especially
that.
With the podcast.
I know, but I read this. It was like, we've been on the air for 20 years, so we've counted the shows.
Of course.
But I was reading this thing like, how not to be a dumbass podcaster, right? So basically, it's more about the title.
Sure.
And would you title it more so than the number?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to number your podcast. All you need to do is put the title up there because people don't give a shit. No one says, you know what? That was episode number 37. They just go, hey, man, Spider Monkey.
You'd be surprised, motherfucker. Know,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought, too.
You'd be very, very
surprised. I was like, do you do podcasts?
Look, that makes sense when people are trying to discover your podcast. At least this is my interpretation of it. It makes sense when people are discovering your podcast. However, if I subscribe and follow your podcast, I know I've listened to episode 37, and then I see, bloop, episode 38.
Or Dubai.
All right. Yeah.
And half the podcast experts are just old fucking radio guys that have no fucking idea that have never fucking done them.
Look.
So they should shut the fuck up.
I was, I watched Tires, the show Ted recommended last night. I'm watching them in order. Yeah. I need to go back to the number. I know what the number one that I watched last night. So I know it's 7 tonight.
Right.
So that helps me.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So that,
right,
the average need to be numbered for me.
Right, I just know with the podcast, like the average person that's listening to it, they'll just be like, oh man, I missed episode whatever. It's like, all right, because they're in order, so they know.
Right.
Yep.
That's also why I say mine's the greatest, or we say ours is greatest in all the land.
All the land.
Thank you.
You know what you should have done today? Because how many episodes in are you at this point?
I'm not even sure. I think we finally stopped counting.
I think what I would do, give yourself a goal, right?
Since 2011?
You should have started your first one. This is episode 1,000, and then we count backwards. That way, yeah, no one done.
Right, so basically, so you exploded at the end.
Yeah.
Just blow the fucker
up. So that's why we always say we're the greatest in all the land. It's because there's so many, frankly, radio shows and everything else like, oh, we suck, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, so we're just going to come out and say we're the best.
417 episodes.
Is that I love that concept.
Like, 417.
It's like this. 417 weeks, Ted.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like 50 podcasts.
Yeah, it's like we started 50.
You call the fucker 50 podcasts.
We're going back.
You go down. At the end of it, you go fucking them out.
We're done.
That would be wild, the countdown podcast. We're starting with episode 500.
But then what you could do is model it after bands and say, so when you get to one, if your podcast is outrageously popular, tell them, well, now we're going to do our farewell tour.
Well, the thing is, remember that thing where Dave, for a long time, Hair Club wanted us to do that trade up shit where you try to get.
Yeah, like, start with a paper clip.
Yeah, then see if you can there's get this whole thing like where people
you
do
wanted
this stuff.
You guys to do that?
Well, it's in theory, in concept, just that kind of a concept on something, right? But you could do that too with a podcast. Like, all right. Do you think that we could get Bill Gates on the last episode?
Oh, I get you. Okay.
The final episode. Like, who could we get for the final
episode? If you count it down, I bet you could.
That's what I'm saying. Because, look, this is the last one.
Right, period.
If we just say, hey, man, we got a fucking jackass podcast, well, then we're going to keep doing it. It's not important. But if you say, no, this is the very last one, we want you to be a special guest.
We're number one.
I mean, it's more of a sell, right?
Yeah.
We're never doing this again. You know?
We're setting sail, and we want you on the boat.
This is it, man. You're our dream guest. We're doing one more. It's going to be a big fucking deal.
It's a victory lap.
It really is.
Damn right.
It really is. It's just us patting ourselves on the back and
riding
into the sunset.
It's going to be LeBron this year.
Joint in her mouth.
Every arena he's going to is going to give him a gift.
Bottle of champagne.
Is this his final year?
If he, I mean, he opted out of his deal with
Lakers.
Correct.
Right, but there's a bunch of reasons.
Does that mean he's not playing with the Lakers?
I mean, he could still go back, but it doesn't sound like it. They're just kind of chirping at each other.
Who's the last person to do that? Kobe? I'm trying to think who was the last.
Oh, when he did the farewell? Yeah, Kobe.
I mean, they do it in baseball, like with Ichiro and guys like that. So I'm trying to think who the last basketball player to do that was. I think it was Kobe. Unless it was like, I don't know, Tim Duncan or some shit that I can't remember.
Maybe.
The problem with Tim Duncan is he was so quiet and stuff.
Yeah, well, very nice guy, but not a lot of personality.
Right, whereas like, Kobe, whether you liked him or not, that's one of those personalities. Like, you know Kobe, Brian.
Yeah, you knew Kobe. You definitely know LeBron.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's see what we got here. Men's Room World Tour. We've got a stop 1 week. Saturday, July 19th. Yes, 2 to 5. The Tracyton Movie House. As we're going to Bremerton.
Bremerton!
We got like 2 or 3 stops maybe left on the Men's Room World Tours for the year for the 20th anniversary. I know we are having a huge 20th anniversary party. We'll tell you about that down the road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Big old hootenanny. And maybe a couple
it was
more
a jamboree.
Stops. Yeah, whatever.
Now you're changing to a hootenanny.
Lollapalooza, what a palooza something.
There's what, hootenannies, jamborees. What's the thing that the Boy Scouts
do? Well, hootenanny,
that was a jamboree.
Jubilee. That's a jamboree.
Jubilee.
That's jamboree. That's a jamboree.
So did you have a jubilee, too?
There is a jubilee. What's the difference between a jubilee and a jamboree?
Is it one a dessert?
What's the difference
there between a... There is a jubilee that is a dessert.
Well, cherry jubilee.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a bazaar and a market?
I don't know.
Where it's located.
Is a bazaar bigger, maybe?
A bazaar is in Turkey.
Yeah, there's the Turkish bazaar.
How bizarre?
I don't know. When I was a kid, we always had Christmas bazaars.
Right, you had a Christmas bazaar, but no one ever calls it a Christmas market, at least not with kids. All right, Mike, what do you got? Because now I need to know
what's a bazaar?
A market is a general term for any place where buyers and sellers trade goods and services, while a bazaar typically refers to a specific type of market.
So a bazaar is a market, but a market is not
necessarily. So if you go to like an outdoor Asian market, right?
Yeah.
So that's a bazaar.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So anything that's kind of like just one thing is a bazaar.
So is a Pike Place bazaar?
Well, because you got multiple things. You can buy flowers or seafood.
Right. There's multiple markets within
this.
So
this would be like a baseball.
So what about the Turkish bazaar, though?
This would be like a baseball card convention show. That is technically a bazaar. Because you're selling just
one general
baseball cards or cards or whatever.
All right, so, but the Turkish bazaars.
I think a bazaar is being different. Yeah.
Right, because my buddy, he was there about 3 months ago for work. But he said he went to the Turkish, and he said you couldn't get through that thing in a week. Just based on the sheer size. And I cannot believe that they're dispelling one goddamn thing at the Turkish bazaar.
Strikingly odd, unusual, or unconventional. That tells me it's got to be more than one thing.
Well, that's what it, that's what. Well, I mean, the action. Yeah. That's what bazaar.
I know. Oh, how so called bazaar? So a card well, I gotta get rid of the
card show is bazaar. A card show. It's not a bazaar. They only have one thing.
All right.
Bazaars are characterized by their unique atmosphere with rows of small shops, stalls, and vendors selling diverse goods, including local crafts, spices, and textiles.
So it could be the Pike Place Bazaar.
Bazaar is also
you know what? Yeah.
The seventh studio album by the American hip-hop group Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, well, we knew that.
I'm thinking
I'm up on my ICP.
How are you guys spelling bazaar? Oh, A-A.
B-A-Z-A-A-R.
Is it B-A-Z?
Yes, it's not bizarre.
B-A-Z. See, I was doing that, too.
Bazaar.
God, I wasn't even freaking close.
Bazaar.
How bizarre.
Aren't you glad you tuned in for episode N-Z-X-I-I? And look, you should be, because you know you didn't fucking know the difference either.
This is a bizarre episode.
You didn't know the...
Bazaar or souk?
A what?
Souk.
Souk.
S-O-U-K. Souk. Souk on these...
Souk on
these... Souk on these bizarre nuts.
How bizarre. A marketplace
I'm start selling
consisting
nuts
of multiple small sell people, stalls or shops.
I sell bizarre
but
nuts.
But it doesn't say they all have to be the same thing.
But no, I think we've established a bizarre, they're not the same
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
Yeah. It's in the market district, started in Persia, as we know as Iran. What else here?
That's bizarre. What I'm saying. I think it really just is one of those things. Depends on where you are.
All right. What about a hootenanny, jamboree, and
a hootenanny? A hootenanny must include music.
Music.
Yes.
All right. So a hootenanny must include music.
Correct.
All right. So what about a jubilee versus a? So someone says, all right, because you have like a gala, right? The Christmas gala.
Well, hold on.
Is different than a Christmas party. So now I get two invites, and someone says, do you want to come to my Christmas jubilee or my Christmas jamboree?
A jubilee is a special anniversary of an event, especially when celebrating 25 or 50 years of a reign or activity.
All right, okay, I think Ted can help us with a jamboree. What
Jamboree Ted, we call it.
At Disney World. What are the name of those bears?
Country Bear Jamboree.
Country Bear Jamboree, they play instruments. So I'm thinking a jamboree is a jam band session.
What is a jamboree?
Jamboree's got jamboree. I got it. Is a large festival gathering often associated with scouting. A jubilee typically marks a significant anniversary, especially a monarch's reign or other milestone. I just know I've been down to this little town on the backside of Rainier, and they were having a loggers jubilee.
Jubilee.
And that's how they ended, I think, started the season.
Hmm.
Packwood, that's where I was.
Packwood,
Washington.
Yeah.
How in the hell did you get there?
There's two mountains down there that they call Big Bottom because they look like a giant butt.
Okay.
And I went to a festival called Big Bottom Festival.
So you split the butt? Is that where the festival is in between the two?
I'll tell you, that one, they don't do it anymore because it got too big, but it was wild. That was the first time I forged a river.
We Cowlitz. Like big butts here in the Pacific Northwest. I got it.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't just because it got too
big. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
By the way, my dad's coming into town on Tuesday, so I'll be ready for that all weekend.
Are we going to bring him in?
You know what? I don't know, man.
Bring him
you
in on the podcast.
Is he going to come to the event?
I believe so. I'm going to try to talk him into it, so hopefully he will.
Bring him in on the podcast, Miles.
Yeah, something. I mean,
it's
whatever.
It's been a long
whatever
time
he's, whatever
since
he's up
heard
to.
From your old man.
To get him to walk up the fucking steps is a chore sometimes.
I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, bring me a coffee. I left my coffee down there. Will you bring it for me?
I mean, we still have that call that your dad made like back in 2010. Yeah. It's a 15-year-old call.
Jesus
Christ. It's an interesting one.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to hear his voice for the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Well, dude, I told him to come and stay as long as... Okay, here's
why
my rule.
Why would you say that?
Here's my rule, all right?
Is your house just a hotel for everybody?
To be honest with you, here's the deal. If someone's willing to come out and see me, especially with their family, I have two rules. Number one, you can stay as long as you want.
Okay.
Just understand this. I am not taking any time off for you, okay? If it's my vacation, you can't come because I don't want to be with you every day, all day.
Right.
All right? But if you just do your normal shit, I do my normal shit, I come home, we can go out, we can have fun, we can drink, we can smoke some weed, watch some TV, I get up in the morning, I'm fucking out of there like I am every day. Then you can stay as long as you want. Then on the weekends, we'll go have fun. We'll get on the racetrack, we'll make an event, but you know what I mean? To me, that's like them living their life here. I'm not there. I'm doing my life.
Okay.
But see, man, I got fucked because my parents...
If it's a day off, I'm fucked.
They came over Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
And the goddamn thing was, they said, do you mind if we come over for Christmas? I said, of course not. The kids would love to see you. In my mind, and now I realize I have to say it out loud, when you're going to visit someone, my assumption was that it'd be 1 week. And I just rolled with that assumption. Yeah. So my mother sends me her itinerary as Christmas is getting closer. And by sending it to me, sends it to my wife. And I get this text from my wife, says, look at the fucking dates. I'm like, what? Then I'm like, 2 fucking weeks. She's like, you invited me.
See, the problem is, and I'm off. The problem is you're off. That's right. My vacation, you can't step on it. You know what I mean? Because I'm leaving. I'm going someplace. I'm going
to
do something else.
To me, it depends on
who
it is.
You can stay in my house.
If my mom comes to town, I'll still work, but she could stay in my house. But like last summer, like my brother came out with his family and my sister. So I said, get your own places. I'll take the week off.
And that's fine.
So we can connect and have fun.
Well, that's because they're not staying at your place.
But dude, you would beat the shit. I saw you at I think it was the night before they left or something.
Oh.
It was real close to them leaving. And we go into the bar, and Ted's in there with his family. And Ted is standing at the bar actively ordering a drink. Family's at a table. And I just remember you turned around toward the door. And dude, you look like you'd spent a lot of time with family. I was just like, oh, it was just on his face. Yeah. Right? Didn't say anything, nothing. Just like, Jesus, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean,
good time.
Well, I mean, look, even that week I just spent back east was great. But, I got to that airport, right, they were like, you take a later bus. I was like, I don't know, man. It's July 4th. I got to get there early. Yeah. And I rarely will build in 4.5 hours, 5 hours to sit at the airport. Built in about 4.5.
Oh, yeah. Just to go,
Also, Miles, I found out, if you eat food and stuff, you can have more than 3 beers at an airport.
Well, sure.
Wait, really?
Well, it depends on the airport.
SeaTac?
It was Logan.
Okay.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, SeaTac has...
So Mike and I have that's a theory that the bartender
knows
you. Knows
no,
you.
No, bullshit. It's I go to different gates. I go to different gates. Not every fucking bartender at that airport knows me.
And
the matter of fact, the ones who do let me drink more.
But they told me the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Dude,
I got a beer and a shot, and she goes, hey, just so you know, you're done. And I'm like, what
the hell I
and
am?
And she goes, look, man. And, you know, kind of side of her mouth thing. She's like, listen, it's a 2-drink minimum. I'm like, but it's a beer and a shot. Maximum. She goes, that's 2 drinks. I go, but like in my mind, that is one serving. Right. Yeah. She's like, no, I understand.
So I'm going to cash out now, move it.
Yeah.
Not going to go to the fucking, not going to go to the gate E. And drink one down there, you motherfucker. There's a way. I also got a security guy every once in a while I see. Very rarely, but when I do, he'll give me the, yeah, come on. Like, I'll walk up with a limp. I'll try to play along like I fuck myself up.
He's I like the idea of this bartender being like, there's a 3-drink maximum. Throw looking at her and be like, yeah, 3-drink minimum.
Do you guys know the guy?
I'm on it.
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he's like, yeah, man, try to go. I got BJ3 yesterday. He had so much shit on him. It's like, yeah, I can imagine he's not a light packer.
Yeah, right.
I did, not this trip, but last time I flew out on like a morning or something, I was walking by a different security gate, and one of the guys was like, Ted, I was like, what's up, dude? He's like, you already threw. I was like, yeah, thanks for the help.
I'm out, man.
So the last time I saw this dude, this is great. He's going through this woman's bag, and she's got all this like hot honey and Trader Joe's shit.
Okay.
I think she was flying to Canada, and so she had all this Trader Joe's shit in her bag. But it was a carry-on. So I guess you can't have that in a carry-on because it's a liquid.
It depends on the ounces.
All the sauces. So I see him, and he's got his thing on it. So I walk over to him like, are you really going to take all her hot honey?
You're damn right I am.
I mean, he's taken all these sauces.
Yes! Vinegar.
She's like, I just needed to take it back. You know, like, I wanted to take it back. She's like, then she realized she should have checked the bag.
Yes. Yeah.
But she didn't know that.
That's
but,
all.
But he's just taking all that fucking shit out. I'm like, what are you going
to
do with that?
Take
he's
it
like,
home.
What do you mean you're going to do? I said, what are you going to do with all that? Where's that going?
What are you doing with all
yeah.
that? You know where it's at.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Honey, we got to hot it. We sure do. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Boston airport too, man. They are. It is strict.
Really?
And like, yeah, there's like dudes with like machine guns.
Wow.
I was like, wow. And like, my backpack gets flagged every time, so you wait extra long, and it just separates it from the normal line.
Yeah.
And then it gets there, and the guy's like, "Is this your bag?" I'm like, "There's nothing in it," but I'm scared. I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "All right."
There you go.
That was all it. Right. It was like 2 seconds. I was like, what extra did you even look in there?
The TSA guy.
It didn't
guy,
even look like he opened it. He just went, all right.
Yeah, TSA guy, see, tag. I see him every other time I go, and he'll always say something. But before I go through the metal detector, thrill! Are they giving you any trouble? Which makes the other TSA guys look, right? And I'm like, no, and there's no reason
no,
they should. But as our bags are going through, the guy in front of me, his bag gets flagged. But at this point, we can look at the screen. And it looked like he just had a bunch of wires and shit. You know, typical, I'm traveling with electronics. But my bag is in there. Now, I understand, my wife left before me. And I said, I will bring my shit down. She goes, don't worry about it. I packed it all up. Then I get the text, hey, bring 2 water bottles for the son and this pair of tennis shoes for me because my feet hurt. So my bag is stopped, and they're looking at his first. And then they glance at mine, and they look at me, because the only thing that I'm taking is a pair of tennis shoes that do not fit my feet and 2 empty water bottles, man. So
what you doing, man?
They didn't say anything, but the bigger guy who kind of looks, he just glances at me. And I'm like, my wife packed everything else, bro. That's all I got to bring. He's kind of nodded.
I get it.
Yeah, it just looks stupid. I'm like, how pathetic.
And if you listen to the show, because you asked me the other day, there is, like my boss said, I went, I got hot balls, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just like, hot balls.
I'm going to tell the guy I know is security that when's hot balls come through, make sure he gets x-rayed every time.
Well, yeah.
Every time. Yeah, every time. Don't let him go through that thing.
Right.
The metal detector.
Shoot, dude.
All right, thank you for joining us for episode double. Is it MXV11?
MVX11.
I, guys.
There's no ones in Roman numerals.
I.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.